If I cannot be me, no one will touch that unique expression of God, because He is in me. And no one can do what I was designed to do. And others will never see that expression of God, because He made me to let people see, hear, and touch that part of God. I am unique. And your heart is what I will find in heaven that will be expressed the real you, no fakes in heaven. The heart is fully exposed. I repeat, I cannot be me. If I cannot be me, no one will touch that unique expression of God, because He is in me, and no one can do what I was designed to do. And others will never see that expression of God, because He made me to let people see, hear, and touch that part of God. I am unique. And your heart is what I will find in heaven that will express the real you. No fakes in heaven. The heart is fully exposed. This is a picture of the corporate Jesus that we are all a part of. It may be your perception of who you are in Christ Jesus. This afternoon, as I was pondering over these words, they've been with me for about 2 months now. These are not a quote, but a part of this was revealed through Larry Randolph at a conference in North Carolina. And I jotted it down because I knew it was the target that God would express at some point. And I asked him to show me in the Word how it works. And he pressed me to go to Acts chapter 7. So I don't want you to go there, I just want you to listen. Acts chapter 7 is really the testimony of Stephen. In the Middle East right now, many are giving up their lives and will not deny Jesus. And part of his testimony starts, I'm going to give you at the beginning of verse 39. But our fathers refused to obey him. They rejected him in their hearts. They turned back to Egypt. They told Aaron, make us gods who will go before us. And as for this fellow Moses, who led us out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. That was the time they made an idol in the form of a calf. They brought sacrifices to it and held a celebration in honor of what their hands had made. But God turned away and gave them over to worship, to the worship of the heavenly bodies. This agrees with what is written in the book of the prophets. Did you bring me sacrifices and offerings 40 years in the desert, O house of Israel? You have lifted up the shrine to Molech and the stars of your god, Raphan, the idols you made to worship. Therefore, I will send you into exile beyond Babylon. And our forefathers had the tabernacle of the testimony with them in the desert. It had been made as God directed Moses, according to the pattern he had seen. Having received the tabernacle, our fathers under Joshua brought it with them when they took the land from the nation God drove out before them. It remained in the land until the time of David, who enjoyed God's favor and asked that he might provide a dwelling place for the God of Jacob. But it was Solomon who built the house for him. However, the Most High does not live in houses made by men. As the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me?" says the Lord. "Or where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things? You stiff-necked people, with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your forefathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your father did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. You have received the law that was put into effect through angels, but have not obeyed it." When they heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." At this, they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep. And Saul was there giving approval to his death. What part of God are you portraying to your family? If Saul had never seen that part of God in a young man that was willing to give up his life, would we have these letters from him today? What part of the corporate body are you and I are we able to shake someone's emotions to the degree that they would then find the Savior that saved me? What expression of God am I to those who look at my testimony? Am I a unique part like Stephen was, to challenge someone as wise as Paul. And find the Savior. Even when he was still determined, he wanted to kill and destroy. Are some looking at you and seeing the compassionate Savior flowing through your lips? Sometimes a gentle smile of approval, or a gentle word of compassion. You listen to Joel Case. Quite a few years ago, Dr. Bob and I went to a conference in Connecticut, and we ministered to this young man in the intercessor's room. Both Bob and I prophesied over this young man. At the end of the service, this was before the service, he received a confirming voice from the main speaker, basically saying the same things. And God used me to rebuild this young man a little bit. For we've had conversations over the years. I spoke to Joel just a few weeks ago. And I can say that I'm a unique part of God, part of the corporate body, along with Dr. Bob, that gave courage to Joel to make that CD that you just listened to. And the good news is that he's planning to get married. And he will have a new CD out, God willing, before Christmas. Could be by Thanksgiving. So I want you to put your hand over your heart and say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
it's about who I am in Christ. That visible, unique aspect of God. That is visible when I radiate His glory. I teach His forgiveness. I counsel His favor. I counsel His mercies. And I apply His blood. To those that are more broken than me. I give you praise, my Savior. That I am a unique. Person of God. Interwoven into the hearts of many, here at the house of prayer. And it's not all about me. It's about us. Corporately.
corporately.
Affecting this region.
Affecting this region.
Especially Massachusetts. Because we have been commissioned. By the Most High God. To do a work here. For His glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus.
Glory to you.